They don't let anybody into prison to see anybody but one of them. If they're supposed to be an Irish
ID card,
they get you a passport and all that, but still the government won't let you into a prison
so
to see somebody.
So let's say, for example, you want to get into Mountjoy Prison and you show one of
if
these
you want to see
cards,
your son in prison, if you show them, they're not...
But I'm on the news
they don't
here.
Want
they say
them.
No.
No.
But
I'm on the news they here. Want... either a passport, and you have to use that to get a passport.
You need a passport, you need a social welfare card, you need a Gardaí age card, and there's just too many of them.
Too many cards?
Too many cards, yeah. It's like everything, it's like you can't walk down the road where there's cameras looking at you. Everything, you have to have your ID, as I said, you have to have your PPS number, you have to have headed letters for everything. It's just gone too much, you know.
Like, we're here in the heart of Dublin 8 and Mead Street, and we can smell the Guinness being brewed, a sort of Marmite-y taste stroke toast. You know, we're here in the heart of Dublin. But, you know, if I stopped you and said, you know, do you have a public services card? How would you feel about that if I wanted to look at some sort of ID?
It's my own business, isn't it? It's kind of invading my privacy, like, you know? And if I want to go in somewhere, I don't want people asking me, have you got your social welfare card? Like, it's no one's business if I'm on the social welfare in the first place.
I think we should have a national card. Like, are they a form of passport? Will they be accepted as a proper ID? Are the police entitled to them? What information is really on them? I do mind my information, whether it's private or not, and I know it's not because I've been robbed online. But on saying that, there is too many cases in this country where social welfare laptops and other things has been stolen. So how safe is that card?
None to hide, no.
So you'd be okay with a public services card?
Yeah, it'd be perfect, yeah.
I don't think that they'll use it against us. I think it's proper that we should have some kind of identification.
And that way they know a little bit about us, a little bit about our family, a little bit about...
Oh, well,
you know,
I don't want them to know that.
You don't want them to know?
No, just my basic things, that's all. Who I am and where I live.
And that's it?
And that's it.
They don't tell us about themselves, so why should we tell us about ours?
This is the government.
Yeah, but so they don't tell us about themselves. Why should I tell them about me?
Would you mind sitting down with someone and you're saying, my name is, and
no.
A little bit about yourself?
I would. Unless I know them.
Unless you knew them?
Yeah.
Unless they were friends?
Yeah.
So do you have any form of ID?
I do.
What do you have?
Passport.
And do you use it much?
No, only for the bank.
So you wouldn't use it to leave the country?
No, I don't go.
Have you ever gone abroad?
Years ago.
How many years ago?
30-something.
30-something, and where did you go?
The Canary Islands. The bus pass.
You've got a bus pass?
Yeah.
And that's got your name and a bit about
picture,
you?
And a picture.
And that's all you have?
And, well, I have a medical card.
And a medical card.
I haven't got a photograph. Public services card, what does it mean?
So it's kind of like a national ID card. And you would use it to maybe claim something like social protection. Perhaps you would use it as ID when you're looking for a passport.
That wouldn't bother me either way. Yeah.
So you wouldn't mind one?
No.
And what sort of ID do you have at the moment?
A bus pass.
You have a bus pass?
Yeah, I had that. That's.
And that's it?
That's good enough for me anyway.
It's fairly unfair.
Why is it unfair?
Because you don't know where the data is going.
And do you think the data or the data could be used against you?
Yeah, if anybody broke into the Delta.
So you think, you know, maybe the system isn't secure enough?
No, well, there's no proof of it.
We should have them because it will stop people claiming things that they're not entitled to.
So fraud?
Yeah. If you're honest in your dealings with everybody, you don't mind having a card. You know, people that don't want them is obvious. Did you have something to hide?
They've something to hide, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Do you have anything to hide?
No.
Ah, you must have some skeletons.
I don't have any skeletons.
Are you sure?
Hopefully I'm standing near a church, so I hope I'm telling the truth.
Rightly so, that everyone carry one of these cards.
You think it's a good thing?
It's a very, very good thing. And it's about time our government start doing things right. And that happens to be one of the right things they are doing.
Why do you think public services cards are a good thing?
For the simple reason is you are able to identify correctly people. And anything that will help to prevent criminality is very, very good.
I just went into the local dole office and took my photograph and that was it.
So they wanted your photo anyway. They wanted to meet you.
Yes, exactly.
But they didn't ask you anything too personal?
No, nothing at all, actually. No.
They didn't say, what's your favourite football
team?
No,
nothing like that, no.
In this day and age, everybody should have an ID card from the day they're born.
Especially with the way it is nowadays.
A lot of people I know don't have one, and I work like, so I don't know why I had to get one.
So how come you had to get one and they didn't have to get one?
I have no idea, because I've pals and they didn't get one.
So you were asked to get a public services card. You got one. What happened? Tell us about the process.
They were very nice. You used to sit there getting your picture taken.
They were nice to you?
Yeah, really nice. In Tala I got it.
So you got it done in Tala, and did they ask you any personal questions?
Yeah, I think they did.
Like, what sort of things do they want to know?
Everything, really.
All your details.
Yeah. I am a bit baffled about it, because I'm not sure why you have to.
So what do they ask? Do they ask you about, you know, where you live, how many kids you have?
Yeah.
Where you like going on holiday, how much money you have, that kind of thing?
No, not how much money. No, no. I don't actually know why we have to have them, because nobody told us.
And do you use it? Do you use this public services card?
No, because it's no good for your ID in banks or anything like that.
So they don't really accept it in a bank?
No.
What do they want?
A passport or anything like that.
They want a passport or a driving license.
Yeah, in England they have damn cards, and you can use them for everything in England. Well, have you got me on news now?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Yeah, it's only radio, is it? Yeah, yeah. I think it should. Everybody should have one, yeah? And should be able to use them for everything, yeah?
You have one?
Yeah, I have one, yeah. And you can use them on the train too, can you? Yeah, you can use them on the train. Say if you're homeless or like that and you're on the ground. Or on the floor, or anything like that, or on the thing. Yeah, it's an idea, yeah, to have in your pocket all the time, yeah, would you?
Yeah, to give your mother's maiden name, and then you to say, pick between three questions.
So your privacy, ask you some questions.
Yeah.
What sort of privacy questions did they ask you? This is for your protection, was it?
Yeah, what school did you go to, or your dog, or silly questions like that, you know what I mean? But you can't collect your children's allowance without one unless you get it put into the bank.
So you need one of these cards?
You need one of them cards, yeah. Like, and all your personal details is on it if you lose it, do you know what I mean? Your PPS number, everything is on it.
Everything?
Everything is on it.
And then there's more inside it, because they've got more background information in the microchip.
In the microchip on it.
We can get a pension and all now on that little card.
So everything through the card?
Yeah, yeah.
People need to have some form of identification, but I feel like a passport should work just as well as a public services card. Like, people need to have something to like verify who they are and that they're not like cheating the system or like cheating you. If you don't have a passport, you can have a public services card, but you shouldn't need one to get stuff if you have another form of government identification.
So you don't think it should be compulsory to have one? Because according to the Irish Times, someone was refused social welfare because they refused to get one of these public services cards. Is that a little unfair? Or can you understand why the government are insisting that we need them?
Like, I understand why. But at the same time, there's several different forms of like government ID, so I think they should just be consolidated into one system, because that would make more sense.
It does become necessary. I mean, if you look at backward the health system, if you look at everything still on paper, just really, really inefficient. And if they can do anything to make it more efficient, easier, and make the whole thing better, then why not? Why should it be an issue?
Like, one card or like one form of governmental ID should work for everything. And like, I'm not worried about stuff being on a system, because as you said, it'll make stuff more efficient. Like,
so you've nothing to hide?
No, I'm fine.